Commissioners Court for Monday, June 22nd, 2026, at 9 a.m. begins here.
Go ahead and get started. This is the meeting in Franklin County Commissioners Court, open meeting on the 22nd day of June 2026 at 9 a.m. here in the courthouse in Mount Vernon. We'll start with them. Okay, Scotty, lead us in the word, Chair.
Father, we come to you prayer this morning. Just thank you, Lord, for the day, for all the many blessings God has given us. We thank you for the rain, Lord, and nourish the land. This we can thank for that, to have this kind of weather during this time of year. We can already start getting dry. Lord, I pray that you just help us have thankful hearts, always be grateful for where we live and the people we do life with. I pray that you bless us this morning, Lord, as we conduct the county business. Give us wisdom and understanding in all the decisions and choices we make. Help us choose rightly. And God, I pray for our nation, protection for our nation from our enemies, Lord, and for our allies and friends all across this world. Bless and protect them as well. Lord, pray for our first responders, Lord, out on the street working. Protect them and what they do as well. We thank you for your many blessings. We ask you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Through our pledge of allegiance,
you guys follow first. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Texas flag.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you. May be seated. Oh, public comments, anybody? Public comments? Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, sir. 3 minutes.
Last time we talked about the roads and trespassers, the roads are obviously still always going to be an issue, right? But at least I got my electric taken care of. Now, what we would like to discuss is one of my buddies in Tres Lagos had a property that he's renting out, and he was told that if he didn't evict his tenants that y'all would take his property. Well, instead of taking his property, why don't you take the meth addicts, right? Because that's the problem. It's not my buddy, it's not his property, it's the meth addicts that are there, right? If y'all went through and y'all went down the main power line easement out there, y'all would find that they have dug out an area in the woods. Come on now, guys. Y'all are doing nothing about meth addicts in the county. And as a matter of fact, one was released 2 weeks after he got arrested for tampering to fabricate evidence. Possession of a controlled substance, 1 to 4 grams. He was released in 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Also, driving without license is invalid with previous conviction or suspension. Possession of marijuana, 2 or more ounces. Two ounces or less. What is this? We'll let people out of jail 2 weeks for these charges? Come on now. Meth addicts, let's get them out of county. Y'all are doing nothing to them. They're continuously running the streets, selling drugs at the front of Tres Lagos, dug off the woods in the entrance. Come on now. Let's get together. Take care of the meth addicts. Let's get them out instead of trying to take people's property right now. That's it.
Thank you. You probably need to get hold of the sheriff. We don't do law enforcement here.
I mean, we're...
That'll be the guy right there. Okay. All right. Anybody else? All right. Number one, consider and take action to approve minutes from the June 8, 2026 regular session meeting.
So moved.
Second. Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number two, audit claims against the county and authorize their payments. There you are, Chan.
The amount submitted for your approval is $326,075.57.
Any questions over there? Motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, got a motion to second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number three, monthly reports. Do we have that, Royce?
Yep.
Okay, go ahead.
For the month of May, the constable was $600. County clerk, $19,757.62. District clerk, $7,420.73. Justice of Peace, $14,420.97. Sheriff's Office, commissary, $9,494. And the library, $678.53. And we earned interest at the rate of 3.67%. And their interest we gained was $36,318.71.
Okay. Motion to approve monthly reports.
Move to approve. Second.
OK, Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Number four, record and present Franklin County Historical Commission 2025 Distinguished Service Award. And we have that right here. I will read it. So, dear gentlemen, I think we've got this every year, as I've been doing this. Thank you, guys. We are pleased to announce the Franklin County Historical Commission, CHC, has earned a Distinguished Service Award, DSA, for their outstanding work in 2025. This award is given to recognize exceptional performance as determined by the statewide assessment of annual reports, highlighting the above average contributions of your commissions. To celebrate this achievement, we encourage you to publicly acknowledge this award at your earliest convenience. In doing so, you're not only recognize your commission's hard work, but also highlight their civic contributions, promoting a positive image of county government. The suggestions include that the attached flyer offer great suggestions for promoting this accomplishment. The Texas Historical Commission extends our congratulations to you and your CHC for this well-deserved accomplishment. Thank you for your ongoing support and your appointment to the dedication of preserving Texas historical and cultural heritage. Sincerely, Mano Calderon, CHC Outreach Program Coordinator. We have this. Who all y'all? You got two. You got seven. Y'all come on up. We'll go ahead and get a picture.
And I do need to make a copy of that before y'all leave with it, please, so we have it in a minute.
And it says right here, Texas Book presents 2025 Distinguished Service Award to Franklin County Historical Association in recognition of its well-balanced preservation program, Texas Historical Commission. Y'all come on
up.
All right, Mr. Hope.
All right, we got everybody. One, two, three. Let me take one more. One, two, three. Got it?
All right, thank y'all very much.
Yes, thank you.
We appreciate you. Bert, if you want me to come make a copy, if you don't mind, I'll chop it off.
Thank you.
We're going to make a copy of this real quick and then give it to you.
Thank you.
I'll be right with you.
All righty. Number five, record results of May 26, 2026 joint primary runoff. And we have that.
Yeah,
I thought we had the canvas, but I guess we did.
Had both of them.
The long one says it's the result.
Okay. So we're just recording. We don't have to log on or anything.
Right.
Okay. It is so recorded. We do have that here. Okay. Number six, record certificate of rating outstanding 2026 election website review. Is that what this is?
Yeah.
Rating of outstanding 2026 election website review. This certificate is presented to Franklin County providing accurate, accessible, and useful voter information on a safe and secure election website, the LWV League of Women Voters of Texas. Tie my lead. Must be my cousin. So that is recorded. Number seven, approved budget amendment. Marla?
She'll be right back. She wants to make a copy of that.
Let's come back to number seven. All right, number eight. Mike will not be here. We need to table the audit report. I have a motion to audit. He could make it today.
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion second to table. Item number eight. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. The ayes have it. All right, Marla's back. So we'll go back to number seven. Approved budget amendment. Marla?
All right, for grant proceeds from the Sheriff's Office, $23,548, and the rest of it is insurance proceeds from the North and South Tower and the SO car repair.
Questions? Motion?
Motion approved.
Second.
Got a motion to second to approve. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number nine. Consider and take action to approve The Recite Me website, ADA Toolbar Proposal.
I want to hear right now.
No. This is just the thing that it's a third party for the GovStack, for the one that's doing the website. But it's the current version. It does text to speech. It'll read the website for any visual impairment. It's not required for ADA compliance, but we felt like it's going to move in that direction. So, and this is a 3-year contract $34.98.
I think this will make us pretty well fully compliant.
Mm-hmm. Okay, questions, anybody? Motions?
Motion approved.
Got a motion second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Excuse me, number 10, consider and take action to approve TAC RMP property coverage renewal and contributions.
Which is what we had discussed in a workshop prior to and decided that we were too late and probably not going to save money if we did go in. So it's $111,000, I think. Mm-hmm. Went up about probably $20,000. I think it was $93,000 last year and it's $111,000 this year.
$17,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I remember correctly.
I move to approve this contract
with Tanker
Insurance.
Second.
Okay, got a motion second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Discussion of I'm going to.
And you tabled the offer, right?
Yes, we have. Okay. We have, I think every judge has brought up, we had a meeting with our. Matter of fact, it was 4 state representatives and 1 state senator. We had a meeting in Gilbert here about a month or so ago. But what Cole Hefner was wanting us to do, we have groundwater problems, groundwater conservation districts in Texas. Northeast Texas is the only part of the state that doesn't have one. We all had a meeting. The questions was, he kept bringing up. COVID said, now the way you pay for this is like $15,000 a month that we have to come up with. And every one of us are kind of balking, except for Wood County and Smith County. Well, bigger counties like that apparently have more money than what smaller counties like even Titus, but Morris Camp, Hopkins, Red River, we don't have that kind of money to put toward this. And they said, well, you know, here in a couple of years, they'll start paying for us after that. What they're going to start doing is having more, you got to have permits to do any kind of groundwater. Where this came from was a guy named Bass that was down around Henderson somewhere, Cherokee County somewhere in there. What he's doing, he's going down, he's taking groundwater, and we're on the aquifer here, that's about where the interstate is. It goes from Moody County, got into Hopkins County, and goes south all the way down to around the U-Valley. The name of the aquifer is one of those towns that I can't remember what it is. But anyway, he was taking water and selling it to Dallas. Well, they won't stop that and to do it. And the problem was, they said, well, we wouldn't want to hurt farmers doing this. We just want to go after corporations. Well, it was brought up, and it's a true fact, that every chicken house is leased to Pilgrim's Pride, which is a corporation. A farmer that's got chicken houses could use groundwater for free. And it's more government to go down and tell a farmer he can't dig a well anymore. It's more government control than everything else. My argument was, there's two things. He's kept bringing up the word property taxes. Y'all can use property taxes. And I said, no. I said, I've heard 8 or 9 times the word property tax. And I said, y'all are the ones that want to completely deal with property tax. So I'm trying to figure out how you want us to use property taxes that you want to already take away. He just started laughing. He said, well, that's more for the school district. I said, yeah, right. It's for everybody. And I'm not going to get on my bandwagon. But they've got taxes. You know, they don't either. And my deal was, why is it that TCEQ, once again, it's one of these things that they don't want to take the heat of. They want to put it on all the counties to have this commission so they don't have to put up with all the heat that's fixed to come from this groundwater conservation stuff. I agree we've got to do something, but the state of Texas is the one that's got billions of dollars in their coffers, you know,
coffers that have all this, but they want us to pay for it. So I told them I would bring it up and just kind of make you aware. It's basically what the other counties have done, because the commissioners and judges in these other counties are saying, there's no way we can afford this. There's no way. This should be something that state controlled through TCEQ. They can do a lot. They got more rules. But we can only do, as y'all know, what the law says we can do. And they grant us all these things that we can't do. So I just wanted to bring that up to you for your discussions today. I've been watching Channel 7. It's a big thing right now on Channel 7 about groundwater conservation.
That was a big news story that came out last week with the Iowa County development.
Yes. Part of it. And all the counties, there's not very many counties. They want to do that. But they're wanting to pay this one lawyer that came and spoke. He said, I'll be y'all represent. He represents some more water conservation districts. And it's basically to pay him to go to Austin to fight for groundwater for our area and to set up ways to permit and charge people for the groundwater. I can understand, the problem with the groundwater. We're going to run. Matter of fact, in West Texas right now, if y'all have been watching the news, they're about to suck that and dry out there. And this one's healthy right now, but it won't be if they continue doing stuff like that. So right now, I think $15,000. I know that the Morris County just, he really dove into it pretty heavy, and he said, there's no way we can do this. There's no way we can afford this. And the smaller counties will have to pay exactly what Smith County and Gregg County. And they were all going to be the same, which we said, you know, there's no way. So we're still in discussion. I'll kind of keep you informed where we're going and how they want to do it. But personally, me, and I can't speak for y'all, but I think this is a state of Texas thing that, once again, they ought to be doing, that they want to give to the counties, one of the unfunded mandates kind of thing, once again. And they scream at us when we start talking about unfunded mandates, you know. They want to do away with any way that we collect money.
So what would the $15,000 a month go with?
It's basically for a lawyer.
For the lawyer?
Yeah. I'll get you his name.
Sound like a lawyer is more than a lawyer.
Yeah.
Well, that's basically what it is.
Yeah. An expensive one.
Yes. As we know, if we
is that per county?
Yes. Per county.
That's good.
That's
a
huge
chunk. Yeah. And
business.
Yeah.
Obviously.
And you can define what a lobbyist is. You know, if we did what the state and federal elected officials did, we'd go to prison. But for some reason, it's just as legal as you can do. Give them a lot of money to vote your way. So it's what, yes, sir.
With what you see and what you know, just put on your clairvoyant hat. Where do you see right now, what would you guess this would be going? How would it be going?
I don't know. I'm, you know, I feel, and I brought this up, I feel like this is part of the pressure that's screaming for Dallas to have water. So it's going to bring up Marvin Nichols. And I kind of joked around to that point where, heck, y'all want to build a lake. I guess that'll solve the problem of our water and everything. But I don't know. Dallas needs water. They don't have water. They don't. They're getting out of, so they're going for the groundwater, and it's gonna be sucked out. I mean, there's no way it's replenishing itself as fast as they're taking it out of the ground.
I think that's why they want the counties to fight the fight, because they know they're going to have the votes in Austin when they come to say that Dallas gets water.
That's exactly right.
Because they'll get outvoted.
Yeah. Other than they're going to send a lot of water too, like we're talking about West Texas. I mean, these places out there, on Bone Drive, send the water out there as well.
Well, that's the only way to clear. When you get up and play and you see them circles out there, they're nice and green out in West Texas. That's the groundwater that they're pumping out as they're going in a circle to water their crops and things. But they are almost out. That's it. I mean, it's.
But you know, if you go to New Mexico, you buy that groundwater to do that.
Well, and that's what they're doing here. That's what they're doing here to do the same thing.
But I mean, that's your groundwater to sell to someone else. Yes. I sell you water and you value. Yeah. It's my water, I sell it. So that's where they're not regulating it right here.
Yeah. I think it's called the Carrizo I was trying to think of Carrizo Springs or something. Well,
it's pretty much one guy with one company that's coming in and building all these wells and pumping it out.
Bass, and one of Bass boys.
And selling it, yeah.
Yeah. And they got the money behind them to do that.
Yeah. They're
making a fortune on water instead of oil. Mm-hmm. And water, like I said, water's going to be more important to balance than oil is.
Anywhere.
It's going to be important. Weather.
Yeah. So we need to do something, but I think the state needs to step up when they meet, and I think that's what we're going to get with Cole. So listen, y'all, the ex-mayor of Longview, he's a state rep, he was there. And I need to know, kind of changing the subject, every one of them are aware of the property tax issue with us. They know it, but they're scared to stand up. You know, it's kind of like if you cross the governor, you're on, you just got X down. So, but anyway, I was just going to kind of fill y'all in where we're at. And we're kind of at the beginning of this, but we're trying to make the state put in the money for it. And we don't mind then having a commission. That'd be a great thing for every one of us to protect our groundwater. But don't sit here and just.
And please don't tell us that permits are going to offset it.
Oh, yeah, that's what the Smith County judge said today. He said, I think in here in a couple of years it'll offset it and it'll start putting up. Yeah, right.
It might be in Smith County, but it's still not going to here.
Yeah. It's just like everything else. It's just, it'll never replenish itself back to the counties and everything else. So, anyway, it's a great thing to do. It's a great thing to have, but the way they want to go about this is. More here, yeah. I think there's 12.
If you had 10 cameras,
yeah.
10, I think there's 12 or 10 cameras. $1.8 million a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the reason our new state representative is selling her hair salon. She don't really need it anymore.
She really don't need it anymore. She's gonna make it a museum.
She works for a bunch of lobbyists now, so as do everyone else. Everyone else. So. Well, anything else y'all want to discuss? Anything else?
Auction. We usually have an auction once a year. Are y'all interested in doing that, or are we skipping a year? These are just things that I had on my list.
I don't have anything.
Ricky, you got an old used car lot back there.
I got two cars outside, just trading them in, so.
Have you?
Yeah.
I mean, I've got a couple of things I could, but I mean, there's won't be no big deal.
Summertime's always a good time to have the auction.
That's usually when we do.
It rises up a little bit.
May, June, July, something along with
that. What else?
I need you guys to get with me about if you're doing vacays this year so that I can work around budget hearings in July and August with y'all. If anybody's going anywhere in late July in August, get with me so that I can try to schedule around on a budget hearing. Because July 25th is when we get our numbers from the appraisal district, and that's when the timeline starts.
Okay. Rick, I saw a bunch of people call up on how to deal with that. That's your problem.
You got air conditioners on?
There's always something else.
I don't understand why they can't fix something. I keep calling back for drain lines stopping up.
I'm going to find a new geothermal.
Good to see you.
Good.
I'm always here. Oh, you got any party for it? Got anything? Anything good?
That's usually a good sign.
Did I get Max? Got anything good for the good bird?
I don't have anything good. Just some working
on is this budget time? Awful time of the year.
Yeah.
All right.
Most of the journey.
All fair to say
aye.
All right. Thank y'all.
Chance.
See y'all tomorrow morning or afternoon. Wednesday. Bye.